The Perth Glory Soccer Club is reeling tonight after being banned from the A-League final series this year for salary cap breaches. It's a devastating result for the team, which sits just adrift of top spot on the ladder following its best A-League season ever. Football Federation Australia imposed the sanction after determining that Perth Glory was around $400,000 over the salary cap. Glory's footballers have to pick themselves up somehow and face Sydney FC in Perth tonight. Alison Caldwell reports.
Football Federation Australia announced the sanction against Perth Glory this afternoon as the team made their final preparations for tonight's match against Sydney FC in Perth. FFA Chief Executive David Gallop.
Following an ongoing investigation, FFA has determined that Perth Glory Football Club will be excluded from the 2015 Hyundai Final Series. This comes as a result of Perth Glory breaching the salary cap.
It took just 2 days for the FFA to consider Perth Glory's response to the allegations of salary cap breaches over the past 3 seasons. The breaches include deliberately not disclosing payments outside of the standard player contract, payments to a player's family member, payments of a player agent's fees, accommodation benefits, and the provision of cars. David Gallop again.
The sanction follows the finding that Perth Glory exceeded the cap in the order of $400,000 at the commencement of this season in October and has continued to significantly exceed the salary cap at around that level throughout the 2014-15 Hyundai A-League season. The breach this season involves the deliberate failure to disclose payments and benefits to at least 6 players. Perth Glory will be fined $269,000 as a result of exceeding salary cap this season and failing to disclose reportable payments and benefits in the past 2 seasons.
Perth Glory was issued with 2 show cause notices, one in February and the second earlier this month. Glory argued it didn't need to be under the salary cap at this point in the season, but rather at the end of the season. The FFA audits clubs' finances quarterly. Damien de Bowen is the head of the A-League. He says Perth Glory has consistently and deliberately flouted the rules.
The suggestion, as David's touched on, that you can be above the salary cap for the first 20 rounds, 24 rounds, and then suddenly reduce things and cut costs the last few rounds and get to a certain point is unfair and unreasonable in the context of the salary cap and our regulations.
This week, a Glory defender said the players had been assured they had nothing to worry about. Former Socceroos captain Paul Wade says while it's a dreadful development for the team, the sanction is deserved.
That is a lot of money and that is a lot of prestige, a lot of potential that goes down the drain. The way they've played football this season, it's all come crashing down. But you know what? There won't be too many people in the football family that will have any sympathy for that football club. And what? I'm glad the FFA have absolutely smashed them. Really. We won't accept stuff like that. The A-League is really good at the moment, and that sort of stuff brings it down. That's why the hammer came down so hard.
Perth Glory's chief executive, Jason Brewer, was adamant that the team hadn't breached the salary cap, and he said that if anyone was to blame, it would be the FFA for not really making clear what the rules were. He's been saying that for months.
You know, I remember when it first broke that he said that there were certain misunderstandings, and I'm thinking, well, they've shown you 2 letters that say show cause why we shouldn't come down on you very hard. And come on, seriously?
Glory's chief executive, Jason Brewer, offered to resign when the allegations were first made public. FFA boss David Gallop says the Glory's senior administration should be in the firing line.
Certainly it would be clear that the management have engaged in these practices, and it would be, in our view, unlikely that management would stay in place.
Perth Glory has a week to appeal the sanction.
Alison Caldwell.